Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 14th and the whole week ahead. Venus moves into the sign of Libra, which for you is great for future plans. This is adopting a hope or a wish or a dream and really getting behind it. Venus in the 11th house is aspirational. But not only that, over the next few weeks you're going to make a new friend who is going to be so important to your future plans. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's opposition to Uranus can mean an undisciplined child or young person. Mercury is very often a teenager and Uranus is a revolutionary or a rebel. And so therefore you've got to be very careful now how you deal with somebody around you who's all of these things. Not only can they upset the apple cart, but they can cause a lot of problems. And somehow you've got to keep them under control and discipline them where necessary. Here's your Monday stars. Now with the Sun and Saturn, it links very much to yesterday's aspect where I talked about discipline. The unruly or willful or contrary people around you, especially younger people, can actually prevent you from getting where you want in life. And that's why you've got to get things under control. And this aspect between the Sun and Saturn is all about that. Because you can't have anyone ruining your life when you have a lot that you need to do still. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury's move into Scorpio, which is your 12th house, is certainly going to add to your intuition. I don't think this is a bad thing, because it means that the way you can deal with situations in your life now is a gut instinct, but it's also linked to logic. What Mercury does is fuel the mind, and so it's a head and heart situation that can work exceedingly well together. Here's your Wednesday stars. I love the Mercury-Jupiter connection in your 12th house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mercury conjunct Jupiter in the 12th is very wise, very wise. Sagacity is its middle name. So wisdom comes in so many forms and guises now. But remember what I said yesterday, your intuition is red hot. So combine that with an excellent judgment that you now have, and you won't put a foot wrong. And here's your Thursday stars. There's a new moon and it's in the sign of Libra, and this is all about your future. So the next 2 weeks, making plans about where you go from here, long-term plans, possibly for the next year, but starting over the next 2 weeks, putting pen to paper, looking at where you should be going is an excellent way to do things. There's an opposition from Uranus, so my best advice is do not become impatient for change or success. And here's your Friday stars. Yesterday's new moon in the sign of Libra, which is your 11th house, means making new friends. There's an opposition to Uranus, and the only thing I'm going to say to you now is somebody who is very charismatic and magnetic. It is fun and good to have around, but only in short bursts. If you allow someone to enter your life who is disruptive, it will really upset your life plans.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.